I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Bova, a writer and editor here at Entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack-sized edition of our show, How Success Happens. Every week, I'm digging into the archives and giving you a quick hit of inspiration from one of the incredible people that I get to talk to on this show. So today, I thought we'd go back to an interview I had with Natalie White, who is the founder of Moolah Kicks, the first high-performance basketball sneaker designed specifically for women. So I spoke to Natalie back in 2023, and two things really stand out to me about that date. One, that this incredible founder was just 24 years old at the time. And two, how on earth were there no high-performance basketball sneakers designed specifically for women before 2023? Anyway, I'm bringing this conversation up because Moolah Kicks found itself in the center of a big issue with the WNBA this summer. Not a great one. In a nutshell, Courtney Williams, who's the all-star guard for the Minnesota Lynx, was fined multiple times by the WNBA for wearing Moolah Kicks during games, and she was told she would have to obscure the logo or face even more fines or even possibly suspension. Now, the issue here is that brands are required to negotiate a deal with the league in order to have their logos seen on the feet of WNBA star players in action. And Natalie didn't share the exact amount they were looking for, but she told the New York Times that the deal was, quote, prohibitive to a growing company like hers. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out, and I'm sure we will be hearing a lot more about this in the news. So I thought it'd be cool to go back to this conversation that I had with Natalie and learn how Moolah Kicks came to be in the first place. So Natalie told me the why behind this brand, which is just a slam dunk. As a basketball player, she was painfully aware of the fact that female ballers basically have to wear children's sizes or buy really small men's sizes in order to play in high-performing shoes. Now, she told me a woman's foot and a man's foot are not the same shape, and says she was sick of ending a game with her feet burning, sweating, aching, have blisters all over them. So she went about making her own line with an inner fit designed specifically for women. So here's how she says she took the first step to launching her own sneaker company.
Because Moolah as a brand, being focused only on women's basketball, we actually are creating more financial opportunity for players within the sport. Mm. And so we wanted something twofold, right? And I go out to everybody and say, oh, what should we make the name? And eventually we land on Moolah, which is, of course, slang for money, balancing both of those things.
Right,
and from
right.
there, you know, you form the company. I got a great set of advisors and I started making that inner fit with medical experts, trainers, and the like to build the bones of the first sneaker.
And were you designing them, the look of them, or did you bring people in to do that? How did that part come about?
The last design process, it's called LAST, and that's what's on the inside of every sneaker. And that's what makes our sneakers fit specifically for female basketball players, right? And so in making that last form, I partnered with Jones and Vining, which is one of the top last manufacturers in the world. They happen to be 30 minutes away from Boston College. So I called that Jones and Vining office. I think I called 22 times before they picked up my call. And eventually I was able to make an appointment and go in. And when I was in there, I was sitting in one of the offices and the CEO walks by and comes into the room and goes, who are you? Because you're so not used to seeing, like, what would I be doing in the Jones and Vining office, right? And so I stood up, I introduced myself, I gave him the whole pitch of what Moolah Kicks is going to be, what we're doing, and His name's Jim Salzano. He has been on board ever since. He's been a very close advisor, and he helped us create that first last with experts to make sure it has the perfect fit. And from there, we were able to start the design process, the development process, and then ultimately the production and merchandising process.
So now, was there any trepidation of doing that? Or are you just like, if this didn't work out, I could always go back to like corporate life? Or what was your thinking?
When I realized how serious the lack of women's basketball sneakers was to me personally, right? Because I grew up playing this game. I sat at every single home game at Boston College, managed the team. I knew, oh my gosh, this is going to be huge. And I think the second that dawned on me and I said, I can be the one to do this. I can be the one to make a women's basketball sneaker.
Okay. So if you missed it, Natalie said that she called the company that would one day become her design partner 22 times before she finally got to sit down with them. So I asked her how she managed to persist in the face of that constant rejection and how she just kept marching forward.
We don't care, and women's basketball players, everyone who was supposed to care, who the brand is for, loved it and couldn't wait for the sneakers to come out. And I think that's really what fueled it, is I said, we're not reliant on what random people think. It's all about, does this resonate with our target consumer? What are we doing to make sure that this brand is as reflective of the wants and needs of our target consumer as possible, ignoring and almost getting excited by all of the other perspectives and saying, what a great showing of why we are going to be able to match the needs of this consumer better.
Gotta love that fire, and I'm sure it will carry over into her fight with the WNBA. Okay, we have run out the clock. Snack time is over. Please subscribe to our show, How Success Happens, and get an earful of inspo twice a week. And if you want more of me in your life, who doesn't? Be sure to check out my Substack, This Should Be Fun. And hey, we have some great guests coming up. Psychic medium John Edward and Joe Gebbia, the co-founder of Airbnb. Got a question for either one of them? Send it to howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com and I'll ask it on the show. All right, thanks for listening. Catch you next time.